my better days with.
Amen, amen. Well, this is the Master's Call, and my name is Benita, and this is Word Shape Our World Wednesday, and you're speaking to Pastor Vanessa's lesson on Our Miracle Is in Our Mouth series, and I'd like to turn this call over to the host, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am. I am here. I am fired up and ready to move forward on this Words Shape Our Wednesday. And what does that mean? That means that we have our miracles in our mouth. And I'm telling you, I just heard somebody say that, speak over yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. And I'm telling you, God is shifting and changing, and he's doing some different things already. This is the first day of February, and I'm telling you, I woke up this morning excited. Even when the devil tried to step in on yesterday, I just say that affirmation in 2012, all is well. So for all of you who got on the line this morning, repeat that after me right now. In 2012, all is well. So whatever problem you woke up with this morning, whatever situation, whatever you went to sleep with on yesterday that was not solved, this morning, know that all is well in 2012. You have just dialed into the Master's Call. I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California, where I am excited. It is definitely a privilege and an honor and a pleasure for me to greet each of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Know that we love you here on the Master Call, and know that we are unstoppable because we are children of the Most High God. See, the Master's Call, I thank God for it every day, because without the vision that he instilled into Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, by way of Prairie View, we would not be able to be here. So from October the 25th, to the present day, we're able to call into this number on a day-by-day basis, and I'm telling you, God is doing great and mighty things here. See, the mission statement for this call is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as you begin your day. The scripture reference that we stand on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, here on the Master's Call, it is truly all about the Master, and we praise God. We seek his presence. We seek his face. We seek his provision in our lives. To him be all the glory, the honor, and all the praise. If you have missed any of the calls, we ask you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you're interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you're interested in giving us encouraging words, you want to give a praise report, or you have a prayer request, you want to participate in the fast, I believe this is day 28, and we are continuing to press forward towards the mark. And it's not too late. You can still get on board. If the Lord is speaking to your spirit and telling you that you need to lay some things aside, then join us on our fast. Also put in the subject of the email, TMC Fast, and we will make sure that we send the directives and instructions to you. But we are still moving forward. See, the vehicle that brought all of us together here on the Master's Call is Artist International. And as an artist distributor, I want to say we are still praying and lifting up Godmother Dorothy Cook and her family at this time. In the loss of her granddaughter, Felicia, we are praying for her. Our love goes out to her. We're sending that all across from here to Texas, where she is, that all is well. May God's comfort and peace be upon her. Artist International started back over 20-plus years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and their vision is still living. It is living in each of us who are artist distributors on this line, and we are changing lives one life at a time. All roads lead to extravaganza next month, so make sure that you are connected, you are hooked up, pay for your ticket one way, and believe God for the ticket on the return. And make sure you have today and tomorrow to close out the month of January. So make it happen for you and make it happen for your family. And if you're not an artist distributor on the line and you want to know what Artist International is about, then I invite you to get with the person who invited you to this call and ask them to explain what Artist is all about. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up our call so that we could hear what thus says the word of the Lord. So I'm going to ask Minister Robin if she would come to the line right now and go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. All is well in 2012. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we exalt your holy name. Lord God, you are worthy to be praised. You are the great I am. And with your help and the assistance of the Holy Spirit and by your grace, we come to you making a joyful noise. I thank you, Father God, for this call. And we thank you, Lord God, that the heavens are open, Father, and the airways are clear in the name of Jesus. I cancel any assignment of the enemy. You have no place. The airway is clear. Everyone will be able to hear the call in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for the founders of this call. I thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, that brought all of us together. And Lord God, for the speaker that is getting ready to come forward, we thank you, Lord, that the word is ready to be saturated into our lives. We are good ground to receive your word, Father. The word will go forward with clarity, with accuracy, and it will pierce the darkness, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the speaker is anointed and blessed. And we thank you, Father, that as we know, all is well in 2012, we are ready to receive the uncompromised word of God in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening up this call in prayer this morning. And to Benita, thank you so much for spiritually seating us and greeting us. So now it is time for the word of the Lord. This morning, it is a privilege and a pleasure to bring to you one of our own this morning, none other than the voice that you hear, you've heard on Monday and Tuesday, and the one who spoke that affirmation into each of us in 2012, All Is Well. She is the co-founder here on the Master's Call. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you so much, Miss Sunshine, our evangelist Tiffany. I so appreciate you hosting, and as you have thanked Minister Robin and Miss Benita, we appreciate each and every one of you. Before I get started, just very quickly, I want to make sure I give us the information, and I'm sure you know I'm the teacher, so you already have your pens and paper out. I did just speak with Dorothy Godmother, our platinum president, this morning, and prayed with her. I want to give you her mailing address. If any of you all want to send her a card, letting her know you're praying for her, this is the address we want to use. The homegoing celebration for Felicia will be this Saturday, and those of you on the call in the Houston area, bless her heart, she didn't know the name of the Kojic Church, but she had the Kojic Church, where they'll be awake from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. this Friday. And the address of the church is 2019 Bright Meadow, 2019 Bright Meadow, Missouri City, Texas. And the funeral is Saturday at the same Kojic Church, 2019 Bright Meadow, Missouri City, Texas, Saturday at 1 o'clock. For those of you who would like to mail her something, because we have so many callers all over the country, her mailing address where we're encouraging each and every one of you. There's over 300,000 distributors under Dorothy Cook, and she did and really was the catalyst the Lord used in many of us in the circle of color, African Americans, as she brought into this great opportunity of artists. And I'm encouraging everyone, whether you're an artist or not, to reach out to this true pioneer. And the mailing address for Platinum President Dorothy Cook is 5927 Almeda Road, 5927 Almeda Road, Suite 2617. You must put the suite on it. Suite 2617, Houston, Texas, 77004. Again, to Platinum President Dorothy Cook, 5927 Almeda Road, Suite 2617, Houston, Texas, 77004. And I'm encouraging each and every one of you on the line to show her love, especially from our Master's Call family. And I prayed with her this morning, and she's in great spirits, and continue to ask us to send our prayers to her family, and we will do just that. So I wanted to make sure we got that announcement to everybody, and we will be posting it on the website today, but encouraging each and every one of you to be proactive. Love is action, and send a card to our beloved godmother. We're going to continue today. I think I'm going to be through, but you know, I'm just the message of the mail girl to finish the series on Our Miracle is in Our Mouths, the TBA of God. Our miracle is in our mouths, the TBA of God, the T, the turnaround, the B, the breakthrough, and the anointing of God. And as I mentioned yesterday, when we started this at the this series, I had taught last year on the WWW for Godly Transitions, the Holy Internet Highway, where we drilled in on three W's, the Word, the Will, and the Way of God. And I always believe in giving everybody practical tools. How do we walk this thing called Christianity out? What should be some evidence, not just a Jesus pin or bumper sticker or the outward signs, but what are some countenance things that we should do daily? And that WW was to be willing, a willing heart, be a worshiper, and be wise. And during that series, we took time to talk about the importance of knowing God's word for ourselves, and that with every creative idea, every vision, every dream, or prophetic word, it must line up with the word of God. That's how you can filter out a lot of things that wasn't God, it was gas. That's that pizza from last night. That was you watched that wrong movie and got confused. But if it doesn't line up with the word, put it out, throw it out. It's God's word that will stand. And during this consecration, we've encouraged everyone to keep a journal and write down, commit to paper, make that covenant with God, your dreams, the desires, the goals that you have as God speaks them to you. And then put scriptures with it. Apply the word with every desire. Apply the word with every dream, every goal, and every promise as we're petitioning heaven. And in our series last year, we taught that we need all three to be in agreement at the same time. The word of God, the will of God, the way of God. And to have all the green lights going before we perceive. We want to make sure that we emphasize. We taught that it's not about a majority vote. No two out of three green lights, and that I'll go. Because scripturally, every time the majority voted, they were wrong. Every time. What a clue. But all three must be on one accord. And this is what assures us our Jehovah Nissi victory. And we talked yesterday about, with the Internet Supernet Highway, that every character, every dot has to be exact or it won't work. Well, in our superhighway to heaven's purpose being achieved on God's earth, we have to line up with the will of God. See, it doesn't help to have just the word. We want his will. So I want to continue today and talk a little bit more about his will in our lives with our miracle in our mouths, the TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, and the anointing, remembering that our theme this year is in 2012 all is well. And with the will of God, we're going to line up with the government of God in our lives, the order of God, that we want to do it His way and utmost in His timing. Now, we talked yesterday first again about the word, making sure that being willing to obey the word. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you're willing and obedient, then you'll eat the good of the land. What is God really trying to say? It's a clue. I need to have an attitude adjustment. You know, sometimes God says something else, a frown immediately comes on our face. Sometimes we say things to our children or to other people, and we watch their whole countenance change because our flesh is screaming, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go there. I don't want to submit to that. And that's what this fasting and this consecration on this 28th day is all about. Crucifying what we feel, think, want, physical desires, and line up so with the spiritual will of God on our lives. Our miracle is in our mouth because our mindset is going to line up so that our will flow in accordance. So that second W on our holy internet highway is about knowing God's will. See, just as God has a general will for all mankind, He has a specific will for each and every individual. So how do we come to know the specific will of God for our lives? Well, see, there's no specific scripture in the Bible that we could have gone to find out which home to buy, what college we were supposed to go to, what right man or woman to marry, or is this the right job that I should take? We all desire to be in the divine will of God. So seeing all the many different ways of discovering God's will, we need some guidelines, some guideposts, some principles, some safeguards for discerning it in our own lives. And once we've passed the green lights of God's word, we still must make sure it is God's will. So what are some of God's methods for revealing His perfect will? See, Romans 12:2 tells us we want the perfect will of God, the matured will of God. We don't want just the good will. I try to give people the picture of a baseball field. You don't want to just be out on the field. You want to be on the base. And at the time He tells you to be on second base, you don't want to just be out in the outer court or happy to feel a little closer in the inner court when He told you and has been wooing us into the Holy of Holies. So we're going to go over some divine directives. God's word assures us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us the desires of our heart from Psalms 37:4. And this scripture has a twofold application. See, first it means that God will cause us to desire what He wants us to have. When we're sensitive, when our spirit is yielded and pliable, He can download into us the desires from heaven. Second, as we trust in Him, He will cause that prophetically inspired desire to come to pass. So consequently, desire can be a supernatural indication of the will of God. But remember, desire alone without additional confirmations is not sufficient evidence for concluding that we desire, what we desire is the perfect will of God. So let me outline 8 divine directives which will help us be aligned with the daily will of God for our lives. Now, to know the will of God for our TBA, TBA that we, our turnaround, our breakthrough in utmost the anointing that destroys the yoke, especially when we desire for God to show up and show out, let us pray as we decree and declare, as we consecrate ourselves through prayer and fasting. Let's announce to the heaven, see, some anointings that we want in our life from our supernatural God so that we'll be sensitive and have the desire to hear. See, in supernatural God, I'm asking Him this morning to place some of these following anointings upon us that let the anointings flow uncontaminated and unhindered so His will come out of us. See, we desire this morning, I speak on a Solomon's anointing for resource management, for wealth, for success and prosperity. I speak on us Esther's anointing for divine favor and kingdom strategies. I want that TBA, but we want the A. That's what's going to hold it all together. The anointing, Joshua's anointing for warfare strategies, Moses' anointing. We're trailblazers and leaders. Paul's anointing for cutting-edge apostolic revelation. David's anointing for worship and praise. Issachar's anointing for discernment of correct times and seasons. So let's go through one of the first of the eight divine directives when the anointing has stirred us up. First, we want rhema and scriptural illumination. That, and, you know, illumination means bring to light. A rhema is an inspired word birthed within our own spirit. All of us have said something and looked around like, where did that come from? That ain't come from me. I know I wasn't thinking that way. Oh, we had a rhema moment. And a true rhema word carries with it a deeper inner assurance and witness of the spirit. Rhema and scripturally illumination. Second, the prophet and personal prophecy. See, God still uses the office of a prophet today to give specific directive words to the saints about our personal lives. And these directive prophecies are not usually given through someone moving in the gift of prophecy, but rather through the prophet. But the balance is 1 Corinthians 12 with the nine gifts of the Spirit. All, every believer, you and I, will all, when we're prayed up, when we're sensitive in praise and worship, we'll tap in to that prophetic, and God will speak into our spirits that divine will, where we can't go to that chapter, that verse to see who to marry, where to live, what to do. The prophetic word will come. Thirdly, the gifts of the Spirit. I just mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. See, the Holy Spirit can make known the specific will of God through his nine gifts, especially the revelation gift. That's where we need to know the will of the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom will flow in us. Ministers and business people, like our artist family, we need desperately to know how to allow these gifts so that we make wise decisions in our ministries, in our businesses. Parents, we need these gifts for making family decisions when natural knowledge is not sufficient and the Bible is not specific. Oh, when we get that download of the strategies of the mind of Christ, that's when we say our theme, our miracle is in our mouths. The TBA of God. Oh, this morning I'm speaking a turnaround. This morning we're decreeing the breakthrough. Oh, but we're embracing at most the anointing of God. Again, to know the will of God for our lives. Let's speak some more declarations because we're activating the heavens this morning in our behalf. Even more anointings that will flow in us, through us today. Isaac's anointing for investment strategies to know how to use our monies wisely. Cyrus's anointing for financial acumen. Oh, come on, to know and be comfortable around those things of finances. Samuel's anointing. Oh, that fathering spirit for sensitivity, but utmost, and obedience to the voice of God. Daniel's anointing for government, excellence, and integrity. In 2012, let's stop fighting God establishing order in our lives. Quit trying to move off the seat of our pants. Let's be on time somewhere, sometime in 2012. Joseph's anointing for political, economic leadership. Abraham's anointing for pioneering new territories, real estate acquisitions, intergenerational covenant blessings. This time, while we set up the government in our lives, we're speaking that our children's 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 children will be blessed, the legacy of blessings. And Deborah's anointing, the key for balancing our career, our calling with family. Oh, we're going to speak it because our miracle is in our mouths, the TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, and the anointing. And it is 25 after, so on Monday I will attempt to finish the last four. But we're embracing today that we're asking God, lay your own hands on your own forehead. If you can, if you're driving, just do it by faith. And, Father, I speak to our minds this morning. I speak to our intellect, our emotions, our will, that it will line up with your will for our lives. We will no more get in the way with our feelings. And as we lay hands on our own foreheads, we will have the 1 Corinthians 2:16, the mind of Christ, so that when we open our mouths, out of it will only flow our miracle, the TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for speaking life into our lives on this morning. Thank you so much, for our miracles are in our mouths. The TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing. So we need to be willing, she said. We need to be worshipers, and we need to be wise and make sure that it lines up with God's will. We thank you for the four divine directives that you gave us this morning and for speaking those anointings over us this morning. I'm telling you, this day is going to be phenomenal. If you don't already know, I'm telling you right now, because truly the presence of God and the anointing of God is on the line this morning. So spread God's love as you go out today. And let's go ahead and bow in prayer and fill this word out and fill this call out. Lord, we just thank you for this another opportunity that you have allowed for us to wake up in, Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that you are our Father, our Creator. We thank you that you are our Redeemer, and we love you, Lord. We bow down before you. Forgive us of our sins, those things that we thought, that we said, and that we did that were against your will, and we ask right now that you would align us up, Lord, that we would be able to walk on the straight road, that you would allow our roads that are crooked to be straight, Lord, and to be made smooth in the name of Jesus, Lord. We are willing, Lord. We come to you just to thank you for keeping us safe, keeping our families safe. Thank you for being a healer in our life. Lord, we thank you for being a comforter in our life. We thank you for being our lawyer in our lives. We thank you for being the teacher in our lives. We thank you for being the banker in our lives. We thank you for being the planner in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for being the mother, the father, the sister, and the brother in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for whatever we have called you to be. You have been that because the miracle is in our mouth. So for right now, for every financial burden, Lord, we claim debt freedom right now in the name of Jesus. For things that the doctor have said, we claim healing and victory right now in the name of Jesus. For anything that has bound us, any addiction, we claim deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And why? Because the miracles are in our mouth, Lord. So we speak words of encouragement over every believer on this line. Those who do not know you, Lord, we pray that they will understand truly who you are. You died on Calvary's cross, but you rose in 3 days. So we praise you and give you the glory. We thank you for each and every life that is surrendered to you and poured out to you, and we know that you are going to do great and mighty things. Lord, you are the comforter. So comfort Dorothy right now. Strengthen her, Lord. Surround her in your arms of love, oh God. And I pray, Father God, that as they go through this loss of Felicia, that they will celebrate her life, Lord, and the time that they have with her here on earth, and know that they will see her again in heaven, oh God. We give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor for every petition spoken and unspoken on this line. Lord, you know, and we give it to you right now, and we know that in 2012, all is well. Amen, amen, and amen. So I thank you, Sister Benita, for greeting us and welcoming us this morning to this call. To you, Minister Robin, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, what will we do without you? Thank you, woman of God, for your strength, and thank you for being our eagle. for each of you, the Master Call listeners, God bless each of you. And know that when I say all is well in 2012, it is. So now what I challenge you to do this day is to walk in it. Remember that your words will shape your world. So allow your words that you speak today, which are positive words, do not say anything out of your mouth that is negative and against the will of God today, bro. Shape your world today and be that great minister in the marketplace. We love you. Goodbye for now.